Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in time for our daily editorial. I actually intended for this to be written editorial, and I wrote it last night. It was a little bit colorful when I wrote it last night because I'd had a couple of shots of my favorite Irish whiskey. So I sent it to Jimmy, and I said, is this too negative? What do you think? And he was pretty positive about it, so I decided it would make a lot more sense to everybody if we did this as a daily editorial. Let me start out here, and then I'm going to bring Jim in, obviously. You know, the method the liberals are using right now in their attack are damn near impossible to defeat. In a nutshell, going all the way back, in my opinion, to Obama's first election and his choice of vice president, I think it goes back to that particular date. That choice was made, in my opinion, in a very calculating manner and looking way out into the future. You'll notice that Obama picked Joe Biden. He did not pick Hillary Clinton. I think there was some skillful baiting in that particular situation. I think that Obama chose Biden because he's very malleable. He's interested only in situations that will benefit his immediate family. I don't think he cares a lot about the country. And the reason I say that is he's been as Audie Murphy was in his movie of probably 20, 30 years ago. I believe that Biden's psyche has to be really damaged because of the effect that the combined death had, his son and his wife had on his psyche. I think he got to the point where he just said, you know, what's going on? Now I have to concentrate on getting to be as far ahead as I possibly can so I can make as much money as I possibly can. And so the same could hold true for my brother, Jim, I believe his name is, and also for my surviving son, Hunter. I really think that's what's going on right now. And the reason I say that is because, you know, if you look at Joe Biden's entire political career, he hasn't received any accolades for really what I would consider to be any major accomplishments. I'm going to ask Jimmy to weigh in on that one. Jimmy, do you think that's true?
I think you've got a very interesting point here. I do think that he had probably was done with politics, but the opportunity came along with people choosing him to step into the ring. But I think it wasn't because of his powerful leadership. I think it was more because of other people wanting to control him. And so I agree with you. He's self-interested. I think his focus has been very much on how do we make as much money as possible, similar to the Clintons after they left office.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, unfortunately, he's just kind of going along for the ride. And there's a lot of other people that are kind of managing, controlling the process, and they want to control him. And I don't think he's a very strong character to be able to lead the country. And I'm shocked, quite shocked that enough people, even if the numbers are not correct, you know, even if there weren't 81 million people that voted for him, even if there was some fraud there, the fact that there were still millions and millions of people that would support this guy, I really don't understand it.
Well, you know, if you just elaborate a little bit on what you're saying, I would have to say that given the fact here in 2020, he's probably in the early stages of a significant mental slowdown, as our neighbor is, Jim. I don't know if he's actually been diagnosed with early stage senility, but the fact of the matter is, let's assume that he's not. He sure has some problems. I mean, that's very mental, and that's very, very positive, positively indicated to me just in listening to him speak, Jim. So he's got a choice, basically. Does he want to, let's assume that early stage senility is diagnosed here, and if it is, he's going to go down in history, number one, as good old Uncle Joe on the one hand, and the President of the United States on the other hand. I mean, you got to admit, a second-rate politician like this guy would certainly want to be remembered as the president and not necessarily as a former vice president. There's no question about that. All you have to do, let's talk a little bit about what he's doing for his brother Jim and for his only surviving son, Hunter. What do you think about that one, Jimmy?
Well, I think even they were using him. I think they were using him in order to, you know, using the name, you know, just to get contacts and to expand business opportunities. I think he probably wasn't even fully aware what was happening with Butter, with Hunter. Even though, you know, there's a lot of evidence of the mistakes that Hunter made, and there's a lot of video evidence of, mm-hmm. of really bad activity. And of course, the fact that he jumped into a relationship with his other son's wife just after his son died. I mean, these are disturbing kind of issues. And it seems to me that he was a bit oblivious to that. Or, you know, I don't know if he's that sinister. I doubt if he's that sinister. I think he's just basically not cognizant of what's happening around him. And and I think your point is a good one. He just was out to take care of his family and trying to do what he thought was good.
You know, he supposedly in his earlier career, early to mid to late career, was really a good guy. I mean, Peggy Noonan, I got a lot of time for her. And, you know, she said that he's really just basically a nice guy whose re-election was pretty well assured because all of his constituents kind of considered him to be just good old Uncle Joe. And as I said, whether or not that's true, that's kind of my opinion. The Chinese, at this moment, though, Jim, they really care. They don't want a president like Trump in office because Trump is going to stand in the way of the Chinese very effectively and is going to stand in the way of their desire to amass additional power.
Yeah, you know, it's not just the Chinese. It's all the global corporations that are connected with the Chinese and those leaders and those boards that think, hey, Trump's kind of impeding on our possibilities to expand our markets and hit our bottom line. And that, I think, is the combination of those, as well as the just the general liberal blindness to any reality of what the long-term impact is of the relationship with China if we continue down this road. Yeah. It's very dangerous for the future of the nation.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that the Chinese really don't want to see Trump come out ahead as of this coming Wednesday. They just don't.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. They're very worried about that.
I mean, interestingly enough, what we've got is we've got a guy right now in office who's looking out for his country. He doesn't need any more money. He doesn't want to be anything other than just to do a good job for his country. On the other hand, I think in the case of Joe Biden, I think he wants to leave as much as he possibly can to Jim, his brother, and to his son. I really believe that. You know, I watched a special that was on Fox News, believe it was Friday night, and what was very interesting about that special is Tucker Carlson donated his entire show to this guy who basically is blowing the whistle on the Biden family.
Yeah, Oblinsky, right.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was very obviously saying, I'm only doing this because now they're trying to hurt me. And he said, I do not want my family defamed. Everything that I'm saying here is provable in writing. That's a very, very major, additional argument that perhaps on Wednesday, Biden may not be walking into the Oval Office as quickly as he might think.
You know, here's the very sad thing. You just saw this on Friday night with Tucker Carlson, but that actually aired in October. That the first time that interview took place was prior to the election. No other major media outlets covered it. The only thing that they did was allow people to come out and publicly state that it was a Russian disinformation campaign and that Bobulinski was the tool of the Russian disinformation campaign. And that's how sad the state of our journalism is in America and of our political class willing to go to any length for their to gain power.
Yeah,
expense of America.
Right. What we have right now, Jimmy, is we have more than just opinions. We have a lot of people, a lot of folks who listen to this particular program who are very, very angry. And up to this moment in time, their anger is based totally on opinions, I have to say, their personal opinions. Right now, we have cold, hard facts. And I will be very, very disappointed if Joe and his wife end up in the White House. That to me would just be an absolute slam on America, and it will absolutely be a feather in the cap of the globalists, and that particular organization definitely includes the Chinese nation.
I'll tell you one very good statement that was made this weekend, and I was very happy to see it, was Vice President Pence said he looked forward to hearing the arguments and the facts on potential election, fraudulent election and corruption. And that opening the door to that is a very powerful moment, because the entire nation will be watching it. And if they can provide, if the White House and different people can provide provable facts, it's going to be a tough thing to push back against that while you have literally millions of Trump supporters in Washington, D.C. on that same day, on the 6th of January.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm hoping there's no violence. We had a lot of violence on the part of Black Lives Matter New Year's Eve where they desecrated the Catholic Cathedral in Manhattan. That was
Portland as well, attacking and throwing firebombs at cops in Portland too. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's incredible.
Very, very sad. We got an interesting situation going on right now. I ran into a couple of guys that you know very well, at least they claim to know you very well. One of them being obviously Al Mason from the Breakfast Club, very avid conservative up here. And he said, I can hardly wait to hear what you and Jimmy have to say later on this evening. So, Jim, thank you so much. We'll see what the audience thinks, okay?
All right, Al. You have a wonderful weekend, and let's all pray for a better new year.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay.